High five you after this, just depending on how it goes.
Okay.
Hey, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be very, very glad in it. And we do have a story to live. There's a way to live that story, but I'm going to tell you right off the bat, and you already know this, it's not easy. It's a hard story to live. But man, is it life-changing if you can grasp it. A couple years ago, I turned on the television and I was watching an interview, and they were interviewing a man named Rick Warren, and he is the guy that wrote The Purpose-Driven Life and has a church out in California. I think it's called Camelback Church. He's very popular out there. And what I want you to realize is God talks to us in so many ways. So I'm watching this interview, and I don't even remember what the interview was about, but when God wants to grasp your attention, He like highlights something. You may hear something. You may hear a word. You may see something, and it's like it's got neon lights, and it sinks into your heart. So here's Rick Warren answering these questions in this interview, and he says this one sentence, and it ended up in my heart. Rick Warren said, everyone is betting their life on something. And I've been chewing that around for 2 years, and it's been stuck in my heart. And something I did is I went to the dictionary, and I looked up the word betting, and it clarified this to me even more. It says in the dictionary, the act of gambling or putting at risk something of value on an unpredictable event. Betting means the act of putting something of value at risk on an unpredictable event. Well, what is the something of value that Rick was talking about? It's your life. What are you betting your life on? Are you betting your life on something that's unpredictable, that you have no control over? That's where many of us are. See, the only way you can have a predictable outcome in your life is you decide that Jesus is who He said He was. That He is Jesus Christ. That He came, that He's the Son of God. He was hung on a cross and He rose from the dead. And if you can grasp that and put that in your heart, then you no longer have an unpredictable future. That's a guaranteed future. Here's what the situation is. The gospel message. Can we walk in this message? Well, I think we can. And I'm going to try to explain to you, maybe a lot, especially you young people here, can grasp this. It's not about going to church. It can't. It's got something to do with it. But it's about what happened a long time ago, like Pastor Jackie said, in the Garden of Eden. See, God created all of us, the first people, perfectly. We had a physical body, and we were equally spiritually, and we had this perfect relationship with Jesus Christ and God the Father. They communicated, they walked together in the garden, and they were to live forever without disease, without problems, without wars. It was called paradise. And here's what happened. God, in all His greatness, had this perfect hard drive in Adam and Eve. And then Satan, the deceiver, came in and put a virus on their hard drive. They were corrupted. There was a corrupted program put in Adam and Eve. And what happened was, is that corrupted program has been passed down through all generations, including us. So when you're going through this life and you're looking at all the problems in the world, it's because you have a corrupted hard drive. There is a sin virus on your hard drive. And unless you know how to fix that hard drive, you will continue to live in sin. Now here's the devil, he was crafty. The virus he put in us was just perfect for him. Because what that corruption does in our system, it says, you don't need God. You don't need Him. You can do life without God. You're smart. You got business sense. You can save money. You can make money. You can build your own paradise. That is what is on our hard drive. You don't need God. You can do it on your own. And that's where we're at in this world. We think that we can create our own secure future. If we save enough, if we go to school enough, if we get the right job, if we can marry the right person, end up here, that's the corrupted hard drive. We don't need God to have happiness. And it's a lie. You are living, when you're living with that corrupted hard drive, here's the life that we live. And I know because I've lived it. You live a life of fear. You have anxiety. You can have frustration, disappointment, anger, resentment, and jealousy. Because everything, you see, you're trying on your own power to create paradise, to get to this perfect future that will not exist as long as your hard drive's corrupted. So what do? Well, you need a fix. You need a hard drive fix. You need an anti-sin virus. You need an anti-sin virus, and Jesus Christ is the anti-sin virus that can come in and restore your system to the way God originally wrote it in the very beginning in the Garden of Eden. That is why we need God. Now, some people say, well, listen, hey, I've tried that religious stuff, and it doesn't work for me. Well, I'm going to make a suggestion to you. Forget the religious stuff and get into a relationship with Jesus Christ. See, you have to come to the point in your life where you make an agreement that I'm going to step out in faith and say Jesus is who He said He was and accept that into my system and let Him begin rewriting my program so we can be restored as it was in the very beginning. Jesus is the way. Accepting Jesus Christ means you are agreeing that He was the Son of God. He was crucified and He was raised from the dead. And that's hard. And that's a major problem. That's a stumbling block for many. As a matter of fact, in 1 Corinthians it says, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." See, if you can't get the hard drive fixed, it's not your fault. It's automatic. It's foolishness. That's what the devil wrote into your virus program way back then. See, the foolish people of this world are betting their life on their way of creating paradise. And it doesn't work. As a matter of fact, Solomon, King Solomon, 3,000 years ago wrote these words. And he was the king that had everything. But here's what he said at the end of his life. "Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What does man gain by all the toil in which he toils under the sun? For in much wisdom is much grief. And he who increases knowledge increases sorrow." It's not about our knowledge. It's not about our effort. It's about getting someone to come inside of us and fix a hard drive within us. It has to be repaired from the inside. And that's what the Holy Spirit does. And the only way you can have the Holy Spirit is to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. God made an amazing promise in John 3:16. Most of you know this. "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life." So do we have a story to live? Absolutely. Now there's something else. Before I call up, I'm gonna do a special prayer for all of us today. There's one more thing I want to talk to you about, and that is church. What about church? What's church? You come, hear the cute little kids sing. There's some songs. We even have a tuba here, for crying out loud. A tuba player. And the reason I'm picking on him, because that's my uncle playing the tuba. Let me tell you why church is important. Because, see, you can accept Jesus Christ in your life and get the Holy Spirit, and He'll go in, He'll fix your hard drive. But the reason we go to church is, you know, have you ever gotten viruses or your phone messed up? There are updates. Yeah. You need updates. We come to church to get updates because the devil never stops trying to corrupt your system. So we come here and we plug in and download, and Darren Halava, where are you? You're probably laughing at him. He's a computer programmer guy. He could really give you a lesson on this. But we're not going to call up a third preacher today. You know, the prayer we prayed, the large prayer, here's what you have to understand. God doesn't force Himself on anybody. Here's the amazing thing about accepting Jesus Christ. You hold the key. He doesn't. You have to decide, am I going to unlock the door to my heart to him, or am I going to keep him out? Because your corrupted system wants to keep him out. And here's what God says in that wonderful prayer that he gave us. Thy will be done. He says the same thing to us. You don't want to open your heart and be reprogrammed? Thy will be done. Go your own way. Do it your own way. But I'm here. I stand at the door, ready to enter. For those of you today that want to stop betting your life on your way of doing things, your way to try to find peace, your way to try to find happiness, I want to suggest to you that you decide to allow the Holy Spirit in your life to come and reprogram you. And then stay attached to a Christian family that will continue to give you the updates you need to fight off the malware. Is that what it's called? Malware? I don't even know what that means, but I don't think it's good. That can come into your system. Let's have the band and choir come up as I want to pray a special prayer for everyone here today. If you are willing, if you've had enough of trying to do it your own way, and you want the Holy Spirit to come into your life and reprogram you, your hard drive, so that you can experience what it's like to be communicating with God and be led by God and be filled with God and have a guaranteed future. And that guaranteed future is eternal life in paradise where all things will be renewed. They will be restored. Your health, your happiness, your success. If you can imagine whatever gives you the most pleasure in this life, multiply it times 1,000, and that'll be every day in paradise. Father, you know every heart here right now. You know the hearts. You know the problems. You know the concerns. You know the virus that they have. I ask you right now, with the power of your Holy Spirit, anyone here right now that can just call out in their soul that, yes, God, I need that hardware fix. Come into my life. Let me experience a new walk. Father, go to them now. Whoever's got their heart open right now, I pray that the Holy Spirit will fill that heart and they will walk out of here on Easter 2016 with a new hard drive and new hope and a new power and a new communication with you. I'm going to thank you now because I know your Spirit is real, and any heart here that is willing to open up to that, I know he will enter your heart. And then what you've got to do is you've got to follow the directions that he'll be laying on you. Get into the Bible, get into a church, get with Christians. Jackie and I, other Christians here, you need to talk more about this. Get a hold of us. Let us sit. I'd love to sit down with you with coffee sometime and give you more information about how you can walk with God and everything changes. Father, I thank you for this. In the name of Jesus, amen and hallelujah. Amen.